What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I just got a text from a man I consider to be influential who said, "Hope all is well. Change is definitely coming to Steelerland." What do you make of that, oh limitless wonder?
Well, I wonder what the depth of the change is. Is it just Terrell Austin? I don't consider that much of a change. It's already Tomlin's defense. Is it the quarterback? That change has been happening for the last 4 years. So I wonder what the depth of that change is.
So do I. And I don't know. What was your favorite moment of this whole Steelers season that we're saying goodbye to?
Probably the Baltimore win just a week ago.
When that field goal sailed wide, right?
Yeah, being in the building for that, knowing that there would be one more game. Because, I mean, who doesn't like more football? I know it might have been consequential and maybe what could have happened with the coach, but I think we're all in the same boat on that anyway. Where that was just a really fun moment for an all-time Steeler-Raven game in the top five. It's probably around four or five. But still a really fun game to be able to watch, enjoy, and be in person at. Other than that, like, it was cool to see them win in Ireland. There were more lows than I would say highs. I mean, losing to the Browns again. The end of the Detroit game was thrilling.
That was a great fourth quarter. It sure was. One of the big headlines on ESPN, Rodgers backs Tomlin. Absolute, quote, absolute joke if on hot seat. I mean, the real joke is that we're going on a decade without a competitive playoff game. Sorry, but that's just... that's the joke around here. A decade without coming close to winning a playoff game. Without coming close to winning one. All right, Limits. Do you have a prediction on Penguins Lightning tonight?
I think the Penguins will bounce back from their two-game losing streak, wrong, and they will beat the Lightning 2-1.
How about a prediction on when's the national championship game?
Monday next week.
Who do you want to win? Who
Indiana.
Do you think will win?
I think Indiana will win.
I think Indiana is one of the greatest college teams I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're right up there with 2019 LSU. I mean, they don't have, I don't think, the NFL talent that LSU team had with Burrow, Chase. I think Higgins was on that team. Just an incredible, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
So Indiana doesn't have that. They do have a number one overall pick in Mendoza in a talented wide receiver core. But it's not the as big of a names, or at least I don't think they'll become as big of names in the NFL like that group was. And just how dominant they were. I mean, Indiana's been very dominant, too, with their margin of victory.
Do you have a rooting interest in the NFL as we move forward? I should say that What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Cloudy and a high of 47. Mel Blunt, low of 30. Jalen Warren. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We got Buffalo, Denver. Denver is now favored. I thought Buffalo at first was, but it's Denver by a point and a half.
I'm rooting for the Bills, partly because I know that you want the Bills to succeed, Joe, and I'm rooting for you, but also because I've always liked Josh Allen, and I wanted to see Josh Allen succeed, and I want to see the people up in Buffalo be able to celebrate.
That's very kind of you. Francisco at Seattle. Seattle by 7.5. I don't care about that game, I have to say. I'll watch it, but I don't really care about it at all.
I care about Sam Darnold and him continuing to prove people wrong.
Do you think they'll win?
I do, but I don't think it'll be by more than 7.5.
Houston at New England. Man, these Texans, that defense is, it could be historic. And I use that word lightly considering what happened to the Steelers' use of that word this year. They are something else, and I think they're going to win. New England is a 3-point favorite. I guess it depends on whether C.J. Stroud fumbles 4 times or 9 times in the game. But I'm going to take Houston, and I want Houston. Do you?
No. Well, yeah, because I don't like New England. So I guess I would take Houston in that one. But ultimately, I think it will end up getting a New England-Buffalo AFC Championship game in New England.
Holy ostrich milk. How about Los Angeles at Chicago? Rams at the Bears.
I think the Rams are going to win. The Bears' magic has worn off.
So do I. I agree.
Will wear off in this game. It's a good season for the Bears. A good building block. And Caleb Williams looks like a quarterback that can be reckoned with.
Rams, a 3.5-point favorite. What's the most expensive ticket of all these games on the secondary market limits?
Rams and Bears.
Wrong. San Francisco at Seattle.
Hmm. The 12th man.
Why is that so expensive? $516.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And what's the cheapest one to get into? Wrong.
New England.
Houston at New England.
Yeah.
If you could go to one of these games, what would you go to, Limits?
I'd go to Rams Bears.
I'd go to Buffalo, Denver. I love Denver. That's one thing. Plus, I think it's going to be, I don't want to discount Denver. They're really good. They have a great coach, Sean Payton, who is identifying problems with that Buffalo defense even as we speak, and he's finding lots of them. Believe me, they're going to find things to exploit. It's going to have to be 17 putting on the cape again.
Maybe they get Oliver back. That would be a great
addition.
That
would be something. All right, Limits, you have to take us out.
All right, Joe.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, buddy. And as we do, we will go back to, for a large portion of the show, where we started. Let's hear from you at 412-928-9370. Here's Matt in San Francisco. What's up, Matt?
How's it going, guys? Well, I always call this the Steeler funeral day. I give myself one day to mourn it. But going back to what earlier conversation about healing, no, that never starts.
So you're going through the stages of grief then, Matt. You're going through,
I've been going through the stages of grief for the last 10 years. it's a 10-year streak of grief. And after what we saw last night, I don't know if you guys said this or anybody gave you this nugget. That's the worst home playoff loss in franchise history.
Yes. Points-wise, yardage-wise. It's the worst yardage-wise since their first ever home playoff game in 1947, Matt. 1947.
Yes. Was that when we played when we were no longer the Steagles and actually played the Eagles and
they
game
played
got shut
the
out
Eagles.
21-0?
Yes.
Yes. I mean what Mike Tomlin is doing every year he coaches, he threatens his own Hall of Fame status because he's building these dubious records no one wants to be connected to. And it's just, I thought, actually I had a moment when it was 7-6 at half, I thought, hey, we didn't get outscored. I mean, like I thought we would in the first quarter. It was another, zero on the scoreboard for us in that first quarter. The fourth quarter just fell apart. And as soon as that game was 17-6, I flipped it off. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah. That was practically it, Matt, and I appreciate the call. Where once you got to that spot in the game where 10-6, you could still come back. Once it became right around, an 11-point game, you knew it was over. You knew they were not going to be able to come back and have a rejuvenation of offense like they did against the Ravens, who had no pass rush, who had Kyle Hamilton out of the game, who has a young corner in Wiggins that just isn't very good, and they've been throwing shade at in Baltimore for weeks, thinking he's not very good. The Texans have all pros, pro bowlers, in pretty much every level. Their pass rush is elite. Tomlin called them the best pass-rushing duo, Anderson and Hunter, in the league, and you saw them wreak havoc against a young offensive line. Here is Cindy in Beaver County. Hi, Cindy. Cindy? Cindy? No, Cindy. Mike is in Virginia. Hi, Mike. Mike, you there? Man, we are really striking out at the end. Paul, I know you're there.
That's right, City Limits. The one and only, the eternal optimist.
Are you still optimistic, Paul? Paul, didn't you call in and say that they were going to lose this game? Or do I have that incorrect?
Yes,
were you?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
No. They were going to lose, and I predicted 32-17. I gave them too much credit. Steelers will never, ever win another thing of any substance until Mike Tomlin and his whole regime, including, I hate to say it, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, the whole crew is out the door. We need to start from scratch. And may I suggest the head of the search committee, none other than Baldwin High School's own, Dave wants that. And then may I also suggest...
To lead the search committee or to be the head coach,
yes, to lead the search committee. Oh, I'd take him as a head coach. But to lead the search committee for the new head coach and GM, and then I would make my first interview for an OC, Bobby Slowick's kid, who's also a Baldwin graduate.
So you just want to bring all the Baldwin people in, Paul.
Well, you know what?
You know the jokes.
I can see Jason Pinkston helping the offensive line guys. I mean, there'd be a lot of positives there at City Limits.
Thank you, Paul. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. He's on. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Austin.
What's on your mind?
Couple things to say here. What do these guys in the front office think is going to happen at the draft here? Because we heard at the trade deadline, Rooney didn't want to trade any of these picks for Jakobi Meyers. That's why we didn't go out and get our receiver number two, right?
Yeah, I believe that.
So what do they think is going to happen on draft day when they get up to announce the Steelers pick and all these fans are complaining about Tomlin?
Well, they're probably going to think that by the time that we get to that point in the end of April, that it's just going to wear off, that people are not going to have the same level of anger, the same level of vitriol towards them. And also, there's going to be fans traveling from other cities. There'll probably be Eagles fans there. There'll probably be Browns fans, Bengals fans, Ravens fans. I mean, we're not far away from a lot of major NFL cities, Lions fans, even though they just had the draft. So maybe it's even in the back of their minds where maybe it won't be as bad as people think with any potential booing. There'll be other fans that are there. Sure, Steeler fans will be there. But are they really going to boo during our huge event that we've hyped up so much? And I appreciate the call, Mike. Maybe that's in their minds. Maybe they are just numb to thinking that that is actually possible. And their tunnel vision is just so focused on being competitive, not winning playoff games anymore. I'm sure they loved getting a home playoff game and the revenue that that generated. But they don't win in the playoffs anymore. And if somebody is not doing their job properly, they're not getting it done. They're not. What is the bottom line for me is this, before we have to go and turn to the PM team. What do you want to be as a franchise? Do you want to be above the mean? Do you want to be a team that's in it and competitive? Or do you want to be like multiple other good organizations where a championship is actually top of mind? And for them, it just seems like it's secondary.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.